Navallabha Giribharadhari Jaya. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopijana Ballabha Giribhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Om Vishnu Paya Paramahansa Paribraj Gacchara Jasta Tarasada Shishi Maharesi Bhakti Viranta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anarta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namachara Jahirashtha Ko Ki Pranchi Gahau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda Shri Advaita Gitarra Shivasati Go Bhakta Vinda Yadha Krishna Go Gamana Shamakan Radha Kungari Go Vadaan Ki Matura Vindavindam Ki Maya Pranabdiptam Ki Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Nu Navdip, Nu Ramanraiti Dham ki, Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Ganga Mai ki, Yamuna Mai ki, Samveta Bhakta Vinda ki, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious Shiguru and Garanga, Gopamanande, Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Chaimudiraye Nashtapleshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. Okay, Canto 3, Chapter 13, Verse 44. Budun Bhata Veda Mayani Jambapur Midunvata Veda Mayam Nijangvapur Janasta Pasatya Nivashinovayam श्रुताशिखोद्धूत शिवाम्बुबिन्दुभिः विमृज्यमाना भृश्यामीश पाविताः विधुन्वता वेदमयं निजाङ्गपुर जनाष्टपसत्या निवासिनो वयम् श्रुताशिखोद्धूत शिवम्बुबिन्दुभिर्विमृज्यमाना भृश्यामीश पाविताः विधुन्वता वेदमयं निजाम्बुपुर जनास्तपसत्या निवासिनो वयम् श्रुताशिखोद्धूत शिवाम्बुबिन्दुभिर्विमृज्यमाना भृश्यामीश पाविताः विधुन्वता वेदमयं निजाम्बुपुर जनास्तपसत्या निवासिनो वयम् श्रुताशिखोद्धूत शिवम्बुबिन्दुभिर्विमृज्यमाना श्रुताः वेदमयं निजाम्बुपुर जनास्तपसत्या निवासिनो वयम् श्रुताशिखोद्धूत शिवाम्बुबिन्दुभिर्विमृज्यमाना भृश्यामीश पाविताः दन्वता वेदमयं निजाम्बुपुर नास्तपसत्या निवासिनो वयम् श्रुताशिखोद्धूत शिवाम्बुबिन्दुभिर् विमृज्यमाना somebody else. Bolo, bolo. Okay, word for word. Vidunvata. While shaking. Veda Mayam. Personified Vedas. Nijam. Om. Vapu. Body. Jana. Or in this case, Jana. All right, so Jhana, the Jhana Loka planetary system. Tapa, the Tapo Loka planetary system. Satya, Satya Loka planetary system. Nivashina, the inhabitants. Bayam, we. Shota, hairs on the shoulder. Shikha Udutta, sustained by the tip of the hair. Shiva, or Shiva, anyway, auspicious. Ambu, water, Bindu B, by the particles. Rigid, Vimrijamana, we are thus sprinkled by. Brisham, highly, Isha, O Supreme Lord, Pavita, purified. Translation, O Supreme Lord, undoubtedly we are inhabitants of the most pious planets, the Jana, Tapas, and Satya Lokas, but still we have been purified by the drops of water sprinkled from your shoulder hairs, by the shaking of your body. So, yeah. Who could think of like composing a Sanskrit verse with these words, you know? Like. I mean, Sanskrit is pretty much, you know, incomparable that you could have words like this, you know. Vimijamana. We are thus sprinkled by. Any other language would have a word like that? I don't know about that. We have to find out. Somebody do the research. Purport. Ordinarily, the body of a hog is considered impure, but one should not consider that the hog incarnation assumed by the Lord is also impure. That form of the Lord is the personified Vedas and is transcendental. The inhabitants of the Jana, Tapas, and Satya Lokas are the most pious persons in the material world, but because of those planets, because those planets are situated in the material world, there are so many material impurities there also. Therefore, when the drops of water from the tips of the Lord's shoulder hairs were sprinkled upon the bodies of the inhabitants of the higher planets, they felt purified. The Ganga water is pure because of its emanating from the toe of the Lord, and there is no difference between the water emanating from the toe and that from the tips of the hair on the shoulder of the boar. They are both absolute and transcendental. Om Gyanati Maranda Shiganjana Shalaka Chakshwalamaritang Yanitasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapadagamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Vaganatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Patam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Mitam Shri Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhano Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpaturu Bhyascha Kipa Sindhu Bhyeva Chapati Tanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vidanvata Vedamayam Nijam Vapo Janastapa Satya Nivashino Vayam Shatashiko dhuta sivam bo bindu vi vimijamana brisham isha pavito. So I never went to college, but if you had an assignment to compose another shloka equal to this or any Bhagavatam shloka, it would probably be difficult, no matter how many schools you went to. So all glories to Shukadev Goswami, Sasuka Nibrita Chetas. Tadvidistanya Bhava Pyachituri Chilila Krishna Sarastadiyam. So at the end of the Bhagavatam, at the end of the Bhagavatam, when Suta Goswami is glorifying Sukadev, and he's telling there that Tadvidistanya Bhava, that he has no anya, no other bhav, and Svasukha means he's happy within himself also, and Nibrita Cheta, he staying away from everybody. So it's a very nice glorification of the speaker of Bhagavatam. Of course, sometimes there's Maitreya speaking, Suta Goswami speaking, sometimes even Parikshit Maharaj, Vidura, so many persons are within Bhagavatam speaking, but Sukadeva is getting usually the credit. Vyaski Kirtane, by speaking Bhagavatam, Shukadev became perfected. And we can also become, so many places it says this word is used, purified. Pavitram Uttamam in the Bhagavad Gita, the standard is that one should get purified. Just like sometimes the devotees did some wrong thing, and they were saying to Prabhupada, but
Prabhupada, it's Bhagavatam, so we're becoming purified. No, he said, you're becoming putrefied because your interpretation is wrong. So here is the word is pavita, sometimes a pavitram. So there's a similar, another word for that, purification. Putrefy, you don't know the word? Never heard the word putrefy? Putrefy, no. In Bengal, they don't use this word, in Bengali? Putrefied means something gets disgusting, you know, like old anything, rotten fruit. You find it in the fridge or something, and it's been there like 10 years in the freezer. And it's putrefaction. So it's the opposite of purification. But Prabhupada used the word like that sometimes. Always Prabhupada, very clever. And he would have these. So not that we're becoming, hopefully not putrefied, but depending on our angle of vision. The Kriditan Vrajavadu Bir. This verse was quoted as a very, sometimes controversial, not very, but the Kriditam Vajabadu Biridam Chavishno, that verse was spoken about, that by hearing these playful activity, the Kriditam Vajabadu Biridam Chavishno, one will become purified. What's the second line? So the objective of the objective there says rid rogam asvapano what the last word asvapano acharena dira. One should become dira by reading Bhagavatam, and rida roga kama means that the heart is full of diseases. Rogue, sometimes Prabhupada said there were three types of conditions. Well, we won't talk about it, but he did say. Rogi yogi, first the yogi, then the bogi, and then the rogi. And so the yogi, you know the story, right? Yeah, so. Yeah, we won't say that. But bogi is, yogi should be a bhakti yogi, and a rogi, bogi means he's just enjoying, but rogi means he's sick from his activity. So rid the roga means a disease of the heart. So the Bhagavatam is meant for purification. Sometimes people want to jump over, well, this bore, you know, we don't need to read about this bore incarnation, so many things in Bhagavatam. We like to hear all this. But those who have developed a taste for the sashadadana, sashadadanasya, actually this word was there, shadad, endeavor, but sometimes it means great endeavor, great faith. In the third canon, sashadadana svivardamana, so by great faith, great endeavor, faithful endeavor, one shatavan janhoi, one becomes purified. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu summarized it in his Chaitra Dharpana Marjanam Bhavam. There's so much on the mirror of the heart has to be purified. Chaitra Dharpana Marjanam. Marjana means to clean. Mandira Marjanadi Shu. So sometimes we clean the temple, wash the temple. So one could think, oh, I am washing the temple, but they are doing the deities. This is so much greater. So that might be in some vichar, by some angle, that might be true. But in Vrindavan one time, you can hear in the lecture, Prabhupada said, he was saying that every brick in this temple is as good as the deity, which is shocking, you know, wow. Is that Mayavad? No, but Prabhupada's vision, Mahabhagavat, Stavara Jangamadeki, somebody was speaking a verse the other day, Stavara Jangamadeki Dideki Taramorti. Whether Prabhupada is seeing something that's just a brick or some, these are Udipan. Everything becomes a stimulation for ecstatic purification. So even we're hearing about the boar. Prabhupada mentioned many times in these chapters about the boar here, the first thing. He's considered impure. So why would you want to hear about this impure thing, you know? But here, the water that's sprinkling, they're becoming purified. Pavitramidam uttamam. This is the ultimate uttamam purification. This is the goal, really, is purification. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with the shortcut version of purification, just like in his instructions in this Ashtakam. Cheta Darpana Marjanam, and it's a very good analogy that as a mirror, and if you have a mirror, sometimes it's very dirty, and it's full of dust, maybe half inch of dust, you can't see anything in that mirror. So the heart is like the mirror, has to become purified. So this Vidunoti Suhritsatam, the beginning of the Bhagavatam, this is mentioned, that verse, Vidunoti, to purify the heart, Vidunoti Suhritsatam. So in every verse, Pratishloki Pratyakshare, in every shloka, every verse, every word, every syllable is meant for purification of the heart. Krishna Tulyo Bhagavata. This Bhagavatam is Krishna. So if we read about the so-called impure hog, somebody was talking about the hogs in La Crosse, how they're, you know, I guess the rednecks shoot them or something. But so they come and they wreck your, yeah, I forgot, the other day it was Madhava, because he lives in that area where there's neighbors, different, there's actually wild boars, and they wreck people's land. We don't see it. Luckily, they're not here yet. Hopefully not, but they're not that far away. There's like infestation of these hogs, and people like the hogs, you know, they're wrecking their properties. And so even though these are, it says here, janatapa satya. So in Satya Loka, there's not even a hint of misery in that place. It's described in Second Canto and several places, that in Satya Loka, they feel great kripayanidam vidam. They feel great compassion, but they're not affected by it. It's almost close to the spiritual world, to getting very close, Brahma Loka, Satya Loka. It's not, but it's still the material world. There's some understanding that there's a material world. So, but still, they're getting sprinkled, just like Rupa Goswami in his Lalita Madhava. He was speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was giving so many shlokas, wonderful, amazing, you know. Even Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. We don't know what he would look like in ecstasy, but we can imagine. And Ramananda Roy, very expert, and many of those devotees, they didn't know Rupa Goswami so much. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is Rupa Goswami. He has some very nice, he's writing something very nice. So they weren't exactly sure, as he started to speak, and one of his verses, he said, even if a low-born Pulinda, what is that verse? Kirata Hunandara Pulinda Pulkashabhya Yashumba Yavanakasha. So he was comparing himself to a low-born person. I think that Prabhupada gives Pulinda as the Greeks or something, Greeks. I don't know. I don't know so many bad Greeks, but that part of the world, not considered so. So is anyone. Anyone who chants Bhagavatam, who takes up this Krishna conscious, is purified. But Rupa Goswami, of course, Sukadeva is describing this a very nice way. Shudyanti, any of those persons in a far off place, in any country, just like that, Onandra means the Germans, the Russians, all in China, Mongolians, Andhra, anywhere, they all become purified. It's not, no one, Yepishu Papayonaya. By studying the Shastra, by hearing the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Striyo Vaishishtata Sudras Tepiyanti Param Gati. Because in ancient Vedic culture, the Vaishas, the Sudras, the Brahmins should be very purified because they read the Shastras. Others were not trained, so therefore, but Sukadeva Goswami, anybody, so in this mood of humility, Rupa Goswami, Shiman Rupa Padam Bhoja Dulisham, we want to, praying life after life, to worship Rupa Goswami, Ananga Manjari, he is Rupa Manjari, so such a person we can't conceive, but he's so humble, while in this material world, that he's saying, even if a low-born man has lit a fire, still that fire is purified. Not even a Vedic fire, any fire. It was fire, pavitram, is a purifying. So he compares himself to such a low-born person. He's composing, but he says, somehow or other, from me, this Vidugdha Madhava has come. Lita Madhava, Dugda Madhava. I just saw one purport. Prabhupada said, he said that one must read. He said, he was actually quoting that Vishaya, what does it say? Vrindavan. One cannot go to Vrindavan just by going to, on a plane, on a train, on a taxi or a bus, anyway like that. He said, Vishaya Charya Kabe, Shuddha Habe Man. Only by Shuddha becoming purified, you will, otherwise you are Vrindavan, Prabhupada said, you are arranging to enjoy Vishaya Bhog. Prabhupada called Vishaya Bhog. Bhog. Bhogai Shaya Prashaktanam. Those who are trying to enjoy, attached to this material enjoyment, they cannot see Vrindavan if they go there. You see many people in Vrindavan, they go, they're tourists. They're getting some benefit, but it's not the same as the devotees. They get some purification. Or they may become like so many monkeys there or so many hogs and dogs, but that's another thing. Still, Rupa Goswami is comparing himself to such a low-born person. Somehow or other, this is coming through me, therefore he's praying that they will accept it. Because he's saying the devotees here, they have reached the height of Krishna consciousness. But Krishna consciousness, he said in the very next verse, he said, it's still expanding. So these residents, Jana Tapa Satya, they may not be totally pure devotees also. So they're saying it was sprinkled, the sprinkling. Shravan Kirtan Jale, Korya Shechan. Shechan also means to, what do we have here? What do we have for sprinkled? We are thus sprinkled by Vimrijaman. It's a different word, but the sprinkling process is Shravan Kirtan Jale. Jal means water. So this water is hearing and chanting the Shastras. This is Krishna's Kaviraj has given us such a nice verse. Shravan Kirtan Jale. What's the rest of that verse? Huh? The first line? Can't remember. It's the Bengali shloka. Shravan Kirtan Jale Korya Shechan. So every day, just like you water your tulsi or any other plant, so similarly, we have to water our plant, our creep of devotion by hearing this Bhagavatam. Huh? Male hoy se ji bij aropan. Aropan means cultivating the bij, the seed. The guru plants the seed. Now the heart is antigatam papam jananam. So much papa, but Krishna says in Gita that Yeshan Pantagadam Papam Jananam Punya Karma. Those who are above this Punya Papa. Papo Tapa Nikintano Tanu Britam Govindaganam Ritai. Our great acharyas, they're sprinkling, just like this incarnation, the boar is sprinkling. So the six Goswamis, they're sprinkling all Tanu Britam, all the living entities who are stuck in material bodies. Especially the human being. Sprinkling, how are they sprinkling them? They're in Vrindavan. They're 500 years ago. So how are they sprinkling? Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana. Nana Shastra Vichara. They studied all the Shastras. You're so fallen, Papo Tapa, suffering because of Tapatrayan Anisham. This Prabodhananda Saraswati, he has described that Antadvanta, samasta jagatam, that this whole material world, he has uprooted all the misery simply by hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can uproot your own heart, and he says not only your one heart but the whole universe. Antadvanta chayam samasta jagatam podvalyanti hatat. Hatat means like Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga is like a very forceful thing, or it can mean very even violently. Hatha. Vishvam Shitalayantyativa. This whole material world is Vishvam Shitalayant. It's burning. Vishvam Shit. But he's cooled it off. Shitalayantyativa Vikalam. So Mahaprabhu is also described by Rupa Goswami in that same Antyalila, that Shambhava Venasya Salunchita Tamastatir Mama Shachi Sutta Kya Shachi. Sutta, the son of Mother Shachi, he's come to enliven the whole material world, the whole universe, like with his mercy. Nija Pranayatam Shudam. Shudam means purifying. So simply by getting, praying even for the sidelong glance, kataksha, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we become purified. But it has to be done. We have to hear it more and more and more and more. Gradually one gets more of a desire to hear. But even Rupa Goswami, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is speaking that I'm not pure. What to speak of our insignificant person like us. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, "Na prema gandoshti darapi meharo." I don't have prema. So these, we don't know what the residents here are doing exactly. They're different jhana, tapa. In tapa specifically means tapas, tapasya. So Sukadeva is telling in one of his prayers, tapasvino dhanaparaya sasvino manasvino mantrivirasa mangala. Kshemam navindanti binayararpanam. Kshemam navindanti. If you don't dedicate all your tapasya to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Sukadeva is speaking, he's speaking also about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tapasvino, those who do tapasya, tapasvino dhanapara, those who are great, munificent, beneficiaries giving out so much. There's so many rich guys nowadays in Kali Yuga, but they don't give out so much. They're taking more and more. Asha pasha shatarabhata kamakar. At least in the Vedic terms, the Vedic era, they're giving out something. This was mandatory, or else you're simply going to hell with all your whatever you have there. Bharaparampata karita jushtam apyuta mangam naman. Without bowing to Mukunda, Shukadeva Goswami says, Bharaparam karita jushtam. Your beautiful, Shukadeva was speaking about a turban, crowns that kings would wear, or sometimes wealthy Vaishya, Kshatriyas, they might wear very beautiful clothes and have very nice palace. But guess what? Balaparam patakritish apyutamang nanamen mukundam. Without bowing to Mukunda, one sinks lower than someone who has no such thing. How low can you sink in the water? You only have a loincloth, a dhoti. You know, you won't drown if you're in fall off your boat or something. But someone who's very has so much. This is also symbolic. Has so much than you. He's much deeper into this material world. So Sukadeva Goswami is speaking about these tapasvis, tapasvino, dhanaparaya sasvino, those who do yagyas, even you do yagyas, manasvino, those who think so much, none of them can become qualified. Kshemam navindanti bina, shudyanti tasmai shavavishnave. They cannot become shudyanti, purified by that. So Shukadeva is, and also he's speaking here about this, Shukadeva in his prayers. This is in the second canto, fourth chapter. He's traimayo. The same word is used similar here. It says Veda Maya, personified Vedas. Maya means personified or made of the Vedas, you can say. So he is speaking in that verse that sa eshat mavadhammadishvara traimayo dharmamayo, dharmamayo, similar. Sa eshat mavadhammadishvara traimayo dharmamayo, traimayo. That refers also to the three Vedas. Sometimes we say four Vedas, three Vedas, whatever. Traimayo dharmamayo, tapo maya. So if one is the three Vedas or these things are all Krishna. So Aishatmatma. He is the super soul, Aishatmatma Vadamadishvara, Trayamaya, Dharmamaya, Tapo Maya. And similarly he says, without dedicating all those things to Krishna, Shudyanti, one cannot become purified. So the goal is this purification. There's so many people doing many, many things. Like right now there's a Kumbh Mela. So you see so many sadhus are there. We're not there. We can see videos. You see many people wearing saffron, maybe Steve Jobs' wife, a billionaire, she's there. I mean, his widow. Some famous people go there. And they're with these sadhus. Sadhus are wearing the three-line tilak. Sometimes they're fighting. They're so anxious. They're so fruitive to go into the dip in the Ganga just at the exact right time that they get in big fights and bleeding. And sometimes someone might be killed and like that. So this is not obviously so far from the point. But devotees go there to chant and purify, because by this, Harinam is the most purifying agent in this material world. When Swarup Damodar, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he went to Puri, then his name was Purushottam. He went to the same time for some reason. In those days, you official sannyas, you had to get in some place with some sannyasi. So, but he went to Benares, yeah. But even he was waiting, he couldn't wait. He got there, and within a few minutes, he thought, "Why I came here to take sannyas? This is crazy." But he got some status as a brahmachari, so he never got his sannyas clothes and never get his danda, nothing. He immediately, like a madman, he said, "Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas. He's gone to Puri," and he just went there. So when he arrived, he spoke one verse, "Hela dunita ke davishariya pranmilara moldaya." That simply by your audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we purify everything. And enlivens all the senses, wakes up the whole universe. Then he said that Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya Pranmilara Modaya. Is that it? Chitarpitan Modaya. All the Shastras, just like so many people are speaking, this Shastra, that Shastra, this is. Why you read that book, don't read that. Simply by seeing, having anything, even from a distance, by hearing someone who's seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's realized it, all those things are resolved. Vivadaya means arguments. Those arguments are finished. When the Mayavad, with the impersonalists in Benares, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first they were criticizing him. And then Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra, they were very upset. They couldn't defeat. Prabhupada said they were Kanishtadakari. I wish I was a Kanishtadakari like them, but the Kanishtha, Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra, but they felt very upset. Just then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled, and one Brahman came. Just by Mahaprabhu thinking of that Brahman, he became purified, and he thought, "Oh, this Mahaprabhu, I should invite him for lunch with all these sannyasi. Usually he doesn't meet with them, but if I have lunch, then they can." He had this idea, Mahaprabhu feeling very compassionate, to enliven Tapan Mishra and the other one, Chandrasekhar. Tapan Mishra is the father of Raghunath Bhatta. He arranged it that Brahman came, becoming purified. He said, "Oh, I know you may not meet with the, but please come to my house and have lunch." I don't know what kind of house he had, because there were thousands of those sannyasis. Maybe they all didn't come, they only had the leaders. But just by Mahaprabhu's presence in Benares and these Mayavadis, when they saw him, they became purified. Mm-hmm. He was sitting there so humbly in the foot wash area. The sannyasis go barefoot, they have to wash their feet. So they said, why are you lamenting? They thought he was lamenting or something. Why are you sitting here? You are a sannyasi. So they brought him inside. They became not only purified, but ecstatic. When we see you, Juraya Nayan, our eyes become so satisfied, and we hear your voice, Vachan, Shuni, then we become so purified. We never felt this before. So whoever came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever they were, some Muslim, he just simply heard about Mahaprabhu, some big king, and his spy said, "Oh, my Lord, you should see this sadhu. Even that Nawab Hussein Shah, he heard about it, that Mahaprabhu was in his Ramkeli place. And just by hearing it, he thought, oh, don't disturb this sadhu. He said, don't disturb. So everyone becomes purified. Hello, Dunita K. Devashadi Arpan Milamola. Sashad Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya Madhurya Maryadaya. And he spreads this Madhurya Ras also. Those who are very, very purified, then they can just by Yata Yata Gora Padara Vinde. The more one accepts Chaitanya, the more Padam, he gets purified. And he can understand Radharani's mercy. Yata Radha, Radha Padam Bhoja. What is it? Vindeta Bhaktim. Krita Punya Rasi. Then just by that, he develops so much punya. Krita Punya Punya. Just like coward boys. They came to Krishna, but after punya punya. But when Mahaprabhu was there, immediately that punya punya. What's the second line? That means something amazing. Your heart becomes purified. Hridya kasmat. Radhapadam boja shudambu. One becomes purified. Then he can understand Radha Krishna. Not by jumping over, but by association. Radha Krishna padara vinda. Like six Goswamis. Vivavalo. They were overcome. They studied the Shastra. So right now, they're 500 years ago, but right now, any time, we're reading. Krishna's Kaviraj, he's given a synopsis of us six Goswamis in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, so, yeah, anyway, any comments here?
Two questions. 5,000 years ago, was Krishna speaking, was the whole village in Vrindavan, they speaking Sanskrit?
I don't think they were speaking. They have their own language. The Brahmins,
yeah.
I'm sure that even now there's Brahmins speaking fluent Sanskrit, what to speak of then. But maybe not everybody. In fact, Rupa Goswami, when he's writing in, say, Vidugdha Madhava, he uses Prakrit, which is a 500 years ago version of Vrijbasi. You know,
what'd you call it?
Prakrit.
That's a language?
It's a language. Oh. When you read, there's so many important shlokas in those books, Vidugdha Madhava and like that. But many of the conversations are in Prakrit. Rupa Goswami could speak Prakrit, Bengali, and other many languages. Sanatana Goswami especially, he knew like 7-8 languages. Maybe not English. Maybe not French.
So Sanskrit in and of itself is not purifying, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know about all that, because if you... Maybe you could say maybe not. Yeah, maybe there's been demoniac Brahmins that have spoke Sanskrit, but, you know.
Well, just to use it for mundane
achievement. It could, yeah. But it has so many wonderful, unlimited words, really, you can make. Literally unlimited. But you could probably hypothesize that one could speak Sanskrit and still not become, and you could just be Daitya Korimani, that... Krishna tate nahimani daitya korimani. Kaviraj Goswami says that those who don't accept Krishna, we consider them daitya. And he says, similarly, those who don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we also consider them demoniac. So, just so that was such a controversial statement that Kaviraj Goswami, Tamal Krishna, let's call him TKG, he asked Prabhupada that question. He was good at realizing that some things are very controversial. Unfortunately, everything wasn't proposed to Prabhupada at the time, but that one is quite, could be bewildering, that how you were saying, so he asked Prabhupada, does that mean other sampradayas that don't accept, well, they accept Krishna, but they don't accept Chaitanya, are they also demoniac? So Prabhupada said, what did he say? You know what he said? No. Anyway, he said no. He said they're not demoniac, but foolish. All right? That's Prabhupada. Don't blame me. Prabhupada modified it. Okay, so anything else?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for the lecture. I have a quick question about humility. So we know the great acharyas. I'm talking about great acharyas, Goswamis, and other saints in our movement. So some of them are, or maybe all of them are, descending from the spiritual world, and they are having the highest position possible in the whole creations in the form of gopis and close associates of Krishna. But when they speak about themselves, how they feel, for example, everybody refers to that statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying that I am the lowest of the people and I am lower than the worm in the stool. So apparently they are the best of the living entities in the whole creation, but why are they saying they are the lowest? Do they really feel that, or it's just to show us that?
Yeah, well,
in any
what
position?
We understand is they really feel that, but because we're not on the level, we don't understand it, but basically they're not making it up. But Prabhupada explains it, that we don't ever think of them like that, of course. And if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually what you said, the worm in the stool, that's Krishna's Kaviraj, that he said that, Jagai Madai Hoite Muise Popishta, and he said, I am more sinful than Jagai Madai, I am lower than the worm and stool. Mor Nam Shune Jay Loi. If anyone hears my name, he loses his pious activity, Punya Kai. But if anyone says my name, then he becomes sinful. So yeah, we don't really think, but just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, there's different Bhav, like Sanchari Bhav also. And so at one moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling very humble, or simultaneously, Kila Kinchita, he can feel moroseness and laugh at the same time. Or so it's Krishna is for the simple, it's true, but it's actually a science, and is like, say, you know, 360, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing at the end of Jiva Dharma, 360 types of gopi bhavs, you know. That's, I mean, unlimited gopis, but the bhav can be of 360 combinations. It would take your whole life just to memorize all of them. So similarly, there's so many bhav, they might feel that way, but it doesn't mean that they're going to give up, that they have a problem with self-esteem. I am nothing, I can't do. No. No, what does Krishna's Kaviraj say at the end of Majalila? He says that Tadidam Ati Rahasyam Gorulilam Kala Samudaya Kala Nadatram Tavalabhyam. He said, so I've finished this Majalila now, and some people won't like it for some reason. He doesn't know why, but if they don't like it, then I consider them like hogs and pigs. That means you're, you know, that's all he says. But he's not feeling puffed up. He's saying, Vishesh, Ananda Vishesh. I'm getting some special bliss because they don't, you know, they're being punished by themselves. I don't have to, like, say anything. But because they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that's it. You either accept, you know, they don't accept it, then you'll suffer. Take it or leave it, in other words. You can bring the horse to a water, but you can't make them drink the water. So he's giving this... what does he say? Anyway, I can't remember the verse, but he said, in one moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ki lagi, ki kori, he does so many things, and many, many millions of streams of nectar are flowing from his one pastime, and he's doing many pastimes every minute. So, vahi, prati vahi, what is the word? Vahi means the streams. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking or doing anything, there's so much ecstasy sprinkled like here. it mentions sprinkled on everyone. Chaitanya literally was sprinkling. His eyes were like syringes. His two eyes are always wet in ecstasy. And if someone, sometimes people will get close, and it was inconceivable. They'll be so many feet away, and the eyes will be like a syringe, you know. It can shoot so many feet across the room. So we can't imagine it right now, but...
Thank you, Prabhu. But it also, so it feels like it's a good direction for us, because if they start thinking something else, for example, oh, I'm actually in pretty good position, they probably will not fall down. But if we, you know, as soon as we learn 15 shlokas, we start thinking, oh, I know so much, so maybe in our case, it's the best to always think this way, that I am...
So, yeah, offering respect to even the worm, that Vasudev, the leper, he was feeling this worm is living in my flesh, but who am I to take him out from there? And he put him back. But what happened, Chaitanya, I think he had missed, Mahaprabhu went some distance, so he got there and he said, oh, I missed. And Chaitanya was thinking, oh, Vasudeva the leper is there. He went back so many miles and embraced him. Then he was thinking, well, now I'm really going to get puffed up. I have his golden body now. What should I do? He asked Mahaprabhu, what will I do now? He said, simply chant, that's all. That was always the the recipe, the prescription in all times and places. Anything else? All right, Hare Krishna.